Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And we're joined again today by Master Gardener Jen Peterzelka. Welcome back, Jen.
Thank you so much. Always great to be here.
Well, we've had some really crazy heat coming through the region, lasting a lot longer than usual. We're actually going to talk a little bit about the effects of that heat in a little bit. But before we do, Denise, I know the Master Gardeners are still accepting applications for the upcoming new class of Master Gardeners. Tell us a little bit more about what people need to know.
We're always excited about holding the Master Gardener class. It always kind of like reinvigorates the back to school kind of mentality. And I like holding the class during the fall time. And what we do is we're accepting applications until the 19th of August. And we have our entire course schedule set up. We are spending an entire day just learning on tree care and maintenance, and another one on home lawn care. And then it's coupled with a lot of other subjects that are applicable to El Paso and taught by local and regional professionals that know and understand our climate. So everything, it may be a state Master Gardener class and certification that you're going to get, but everything is tailored to El Paso and our surrounding region. So we're super excited about that, and there's still enough time to put in your application and come join this elite group of volunteers.
You know, this show would not exist without the Master Gardeners, right, to be honest with you, because, I mean, you guys come in and share the knowledge with the community. And, you know, here in El Paso, it's a lot different than if you pick up a magazine or you read an article in the newspaper that came, like, from Pittsburgh or something. Right. That information is not going to apply to here in El Paso. So if you're interested in learning a lot more about gardening in the region and being able to share that information with the community, maybe even in the future show up on Good to Grow as a guest, you know, that would be fantastic. And what's the number of people need to call for an application?
Sure. They can call the extension office at 771-2354, or they can also visit our Master Gardener website and they see the application online. If you have any questions, you can certainly call the Master Gardener help desk, which will answer, you know, somebody will answer to be able to talk to you about the actual program itself or any specific questions that you may have. So if you have some time, then you'd like to learn. And the most important part of that is to share. So it's learning about the horticulture knowledge, really helping the Extension Horticulture Program increase our outreach and our engagement of the community. So learning and sharing, two major requirements.
Become a part of the award-winning,
that's right,
El Paso Master Gardeners. You can also find more information on the Good to Grow page. I have a link there to the application on ktep.org. Again, just visit the Good to Grow page. Well, all this 100-degree plus heat, we had I don't know how many consecutive days of 100-degree heat lasting far into July, which is pretty unusual. Usually all this 100-degree heat happens in June, and we've been seeing the effects in our yards, a lot of dry this, crispy that. And so I don't know if there's anything that we can do to save what we may have lost during the heat, but it's never too soon to actually start thinking ahead to how we can plan for the fall.
Right. Exactly. And there's a lot of things that you kind of just notice out in your yard. If you have new plantings or something that you tried in your garden this year and it's not doing too well, I mean, this was definitely the year to test
that's right,
that heat tolerant plant out there. And that's really a lot of the reasons why we always stress so many cultural things that we can do to be able to mitigate those issues as well. But one of the things is always looking at is increasing that shade canopy in our backyards. I mean, we're essentially our little own little oasis or little area that we try to build up the green space to, in fact, cool our buildings. And that's no better example than having the great trees on your south and southwestern side of your house property to kind of shade that afternoon sun, because it is blazing and there's no air conditioner system or any other, you know, product out there that you can buy that's going to be as effective, yeah, as long term as a good shade tree.
And that really does make a difference. And I think, I know in my own yard, I have pecan trees, which are wonderful. And they serve more than one purpose, obviously, because I do harvest, have a great harvest in late winter every year. This is the time to make sure that they are getting plenty of water because they are going into production of those nuts. And also the fruit trees, because if they don't get enough water now, then you're not going to have good fruit production in the spring. So taking good care of your trees is so very important. And I think, as Denise said, the things that have gotten fried, quite honestly, in this summer. I always think of geraniums as an example, one of my favorite flowers, and they just look pitiful right mm-hmm. now. But when that happens, I think one of our first inclinations is you go rip it out and say, I'm going to replace it. But give it a chance, kind of baby it, keep it in that dappled sunlight, and it still needs light. But give it a chance, and in the fall, you're going to be surprised at how things are going to perk up.
Yeah, I've had some really ugly geraniums.
Yes,
look great the next year, then they get ugly, and then they look great again. So it's sort of a back and forth, kind of like those Mexican elders that just look really awful right now.
They do.
And the interesting thing about Mexican elders is the fact is, you know, there's different types of tolerance. You know, is it salt tolerance, drought tolerance, and heat tolerance? And actually, the research is leaning towards the fact that Mexican elders are not heat tolerant. So it doesn't matter how much water you give or how much, you know, protection that you give. They just can't stand the heat. And you can tell that. I mean, you can look at a well-watered species, a specimen, I should say, and it just looks crispy. And that kind of leads back to the fact that maybe that Mexican elder is not probably the best candidate for our climate in our area.
And they're so popular around here, too.
They really are pretty. And I think the same thing happens with our roses. Mine are looking really sad right now. But I actually went out even this morning before I came in, and I noticed that I've got some good growth going on, but it's time to prune back the crispy leaves. We'd be crispy too. You know, it's, I guess it's the rose bush's version of a suntan. But get those off of there, because before long you're going to have that fall blush of color, and you want to make sure that your plants are healthy. It's not time to fertilize, though, because you don't want to burn things. And that's a double-edged sword, because we're seeing some chlorosis, and which means that our plants are needing some iron. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hopefully as our monsoons, I'm sure, are going to set in any minute now.
We got a little bit of rain earlier in the week.
Right. So those are just things to consider, and understanding that it can change from one summer to the next.
That's right.
And all their seasons are completely different. Even if your rose bushes have been prone to some drought conditions this past year, they may have lost some leaves.
Absolutely.
As well. And if you have, you know, loss of leaves or the plant is under stress, sometimes you get a lot of pressure, much more on spider mites.
Absolutely.
That's going to also lead to defoliation of some of your plants. So you might want to look at your rose bushes and those canes, because they may have gotten sunburn. I mean, that those canes do turn a little brown if they're getting a lot of heat on there. So keep that in mind, that you want to keep that foliage to protect those main canes of the rose bush.
So when you're cutting down some of that dead growth, right, you don't want to like do a severe
pruning.
No.
This is not the time to hard prune.
Yeah.
But you do want to, you know, just like we say all the time with trees and shrubs, you know, I didn't take off your dead and diseased canes, but you don't want to strip them bare, because, and these roses that I'm speaking of are actually earth kind roses, which are more drought tolerant and disease resistant. But I don't think there's much of anything that can resist this incredible heat that we've had. I believe it said in the paper today that we've had, it was either 20 or 30 days of 100-degree plus weather. Mm-hmm. So we've broken some records.
And very little rain so far.
Very little. Right. We're way, way behind. About a quarter of what we normally have this time of the year.
Which is why it's so important, Jen, like you said, to water our trees deeply and to make sure that they're getting enough water. I know pecans are especially thirsty type of tree, but fruit trees, if you have fruit trees, you know, peach trees, apricot, fig, whatever, it's a good idea, I think, to give them a little extra water this time around, because you want to make sure that they can provide some good fruit for you come spring.
Right. Exactly. And I think what the point that Denise made about the spider mites, you know, you can manage those with a good spray of water. But you don't want to do it 11 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
You want to get out there early in the morning and take care of that and your rose bushes and other plants as well. The Italian cypress are particularly, spider mites are particularly fond of those.
Yeah,
and
right.
So, you know, just give them a good blast of water. One won't do it. You've got to do it on a pretty regular basis. But that's a great way to help take care of those.
And also, we talked about, you know, holding off on some fertilizer applications, but the same goes for pesticides. You know, put anything out there, you have to realize that you're actually, you know, wetting up these leaves and it gets really hot. That those little water droplets almost act like a magnifying glass on that direct light on there. So really, you know, think about your tolerance to those plants out there. Practice good IPM practices. See what your threshold is. I have some spider mite issues on my tomato plants right now, and just because of the heat, and you know, it doesn't matter how well you water. And I went on vacation. Same, you know, it doesn't get watered as much as or cared for as much as when you're outside of your yard. Yeah. It's just a matter of your tolerance as far as what you're going to tolerate out there. I mean, to me, I just kind of ignored those spider mites on that tomato plant and just kind of go on with it. You know,
it's not like a caterpillar.
Yeah, exactly. It's not going to be devastating.
So, it's hard to believe that there are actually pests who can be out there in this heat.
They love the hot, dry weather. It's like perfect.
It's amazing.
So yeah, it's perfect primetime weather for them. So don't worry about that. You know, just kind of just let it go and always look for the future and look for fall, because that's definitely, speaking of prime time, it'd be prime time tree and shrub planting season. So we're going to keep in mind that you want to make sure to kind of start thinking about what you want to put in your garden, in your yard, to alleviate next summer's stress, which is always closer than we know it. We realize it.
So think about those shade trees that we were talking about. I mean, master gardeners, if you want to give them a call, we can't really go through all the great trees that are available to plant here in the region and that will do well for you. But the master gardeners are a great source of information, so they can gather information on where you live, because that's going to be very important as to what kind of tree you choose. But I think if you are going to be planting in the fall, I know a lot of people want instant shade and they want to put that big new tree in their backyard, but your chances for failure increase when you plant such a large tree with really not much substance in the root system.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll definitely talk about those techniques, because you can certainly get a great tree, a large tree, and then just completely ruin it and cut your chances if you don't plant it right.
Yeah, that's
right. I mean, it's all in the planting and the location. And then after that, it's just care and water. I mean, so definitely the time to start thinking about that, even though right now what we're doing is just looking for shade to keep ourselves cool.
And another reminder, if you have not already done so, don't forget to mulch your gardens, your flower beds and stuff, because that will really cut down on the loss of irrigation water to evaporation and keep those roots cool and helps to keep weeds at bay as well. So don't forget to do that.
It's never too late to throw that mulch on. And I know sometimes a lot of mulch, you know, like some people use that, you know, that bark that's kind of large. It'll blow away with a good windstorm. So
that's
always
true.
Try to make sure that your mulch is nice and thick and healthy.
And it also breaks down and helps to feed your soil, which is a good thing, because it's
double duty.
Absolutely. He with the most compost wins. So.
Well, if you have any questions about gardening, how to make it through the heat, how much water your plants might need, call the Master Gardeners at 771-2354, 771-2354. Leave them a message. They'll call you back. If you have any images of any plant problems you might have or any questions about what's that bug, send an image to them. We have a link to the Master Gardener email on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. We want to thank you so much for listening. Master Gardener Jan Petterzelka, thanks again for sitting in.
Certainly. Anytime.
We want to thank Evan Walsh for engineering and producing today's show. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.